this dude, first time in the Freak Nation, all 17 years old of him, Jagger Jones, gets his first career win at the All-American Speedway, holding off a hard-charging Haley Deegan.
Yep.
To win his first career Can-Am Pro West race. And this, you've gotten so close a number of times, Jagger. It's good to get you in the Freak Nation, first of all. What the hell finally put you over the top to grab you the win?
Yeah, for sure. First, thanks for having me on the show. And, yeah, to answer your question, it felt really good to get the first win. We've been so close so many different times this year. I can look back at least three or four races where I had a pretty good shot the last five laps to get a win. And I think just that feeling of being so close so many times and just knowing I just had the speed, I just have to put everything together, I think that really just pushed me to really fight and really put a great 20 laps down to hold off Haley, like you said, and put the number six in victory lane.
Jagger Jones joining us here in the Freak Nation Lucas Oil Studios, the grandson of Parnelli Jones, one of the greatest racers ever on the planet. And with wins like this, you can finally put that conversation, at least table it for a while, that, yeah, that's Parnelli Jones' grandson, and you could be Jagger Jones, can't you?
Yes, for sure. I mean, being called Parnelli Jones' grandson is definitely nothing to be ashamed of. I mean, it's definitely an honor and to follow his and my dad and my uncle's footsteps in the racing world, but I also do want to make a name for myself, so I think nights like last night just really puts that to work.
Well, how much pressure do you feel to make a name for yourself? Because your brother also races. So it's like both of you are vying for this new name of the Jones family, and who's going to get it first, right?
Oh, I think me and my brother, I wouldn't say we look at it like that. I think we try to help each other as much as we can and try to be the best we can ourselves. And I mean, I want him to succeed as much as he possibly can. And I think he wants the same for me. So, really it's pretty cool to also have like a brother, like you said, that, is all that I can look to and I can give advice to, and he can even help me. So I think that's super cool. And I think we both just want to continue the Jones name and kind of create our own names too in motorsport.
You know, we're talking to Jagger Jones, winner of the K&N West Series race up in Roseville, California this weekend. His first win in the series, the first of many to come. I had a feeling you and your brother, Jace, were pretty tight. You guys had a good relationship because you made him wear your merchandise in one of your merchandise ads. And I have no idea how your brother is actually wearing a Jagger shirt and smiling in the picture.
I know. I was a little surprised, too. I'm like, come on, just do it. Maybe I'll get some more sales out of it. And he went along with it, thankfully. So I thought that was pretty cool to have Jace Jones as a quote-unquote brand ambassador for my shirt.
Well, Jagger, what's next for you? Is it going to be the K&N West Series? Is it going to be the ARCA Series? What are your future plans? College is also a part of that, but let's get to racing first.
Yeah, so this year, a lot of you guys probably know that they're changing up the kind of the route to NASCAR, with NASCAR buying the ARCA Series and K&N kind of merging a little bit into that and kind of still staying on its own. So next year there'll be less K&N races and a similar number of ARCA races. So I think it's important. I don't have any exact plans yet as of right now for next season, but we're working on that. And I would really just hope our main focus is to get at least 15 to 20 races in a good car where I can go and show my talent and try to go win some more races. So whether that's K&N, ARCA, maybe even some truck starts, we're working on that right now, but I don't have an exact plan for next year.
What's your relationship like with Ford? And maybe you can't answer this right now. Are you married to Ford, or could you do a Toyota ride? Could you do a Chevrolet ride? Where does that put you for your future, where you're looking for your future plans?
Yeah, I do not have any at the moment right now. I don't have any ties to any manufacturer. obviously Ford is on the car, especially in that they work with the team a lot. But me, personally, I don't have any ties to Ford or any manufacturer at the moment. So that leaves a lot of opportunities open, for the next year and for years to come. And maybe eventually I'm assuming I will hopefully will get paired with a manufacturer. But at the moment I don't have any ties yet.
Jagger Jones, K&N winner, got your first win in K&N this season. I got to ask you a delicate question. I've been around racetracks and drivers most of my life, and your name is a Hall of Fame name. Your family name is a Hall of Fame name. You get a lot of static from the other drivers because they're jealous of what they perceive, the resources that you get and all the help you might get, or just having your grandfather there giving you some pointers on how to go fast.
Yeah, at times for sure. There's been negatives and there's been negatives maybe with the racing name of the Jones family, with just kind of the perception people have on me and my family and how I kind of have everything handed to me, which definitely isn't the case. I work hard at racing. It's what a sport I fell in love with, and it's something that I want to do. And I all my effort and try to succeed the best I can and be the best race car driver I can. So maybe in that aspect a little bit, but I think all of the positives definitely outweigh the just the what people think about you, because that's not necessarily, in my opinion, what matters. For me, what I focus on is winning races, and to be able to have my grandpa and my dad at my races and giving me advice, and to have the Jones family name behind me, I would say those positives definitely outweigh any of the negatives for sure.
Did they give you a chance to do anything else? To go play football, basketball, any stick and ball sports, tennis, golf, or did they sort of push you towards a racing career?
No, it was actually quite the opposite. My mom didn't want me to race. She thought it was too dangerous, but so I played basketball, baseball, football, soccer. I played just a track and field, just about every sport until I was in about eighth grade. But when I was about nine, or I grew up just driving a go-kart. I got one for, I think, my sixth birthday, and I would just go out to the track, me and my dad, kind of like a father-son bonding thing to do every month or so. And so I drove when I was younger, and then I got a go-kart when I was nine. And the next weekend, I was entered in a race, and I really liked it. And then a month later, I was racing the regional race, and then about a year later, I was winning the national go-kart races. So it kind of just slowly happened. And my mom, I don't think at the moment when my dad said, oh, we're doing a race next weekend, she knew what we were starting. But yeah, my family, they definitely haven't pushed me into racing. They do it. They want me to do it because I want to do it. So whether that was football, baseball, racing, whatever I wanted to do, they would fully support me in. And just being around racing my whole life, there was no way I wasn't going to become a race car driver. That's the way I look at it.
Is there, or was there any point in your racing career, especially starting off with go-karts? We're talking to Jagger Jones here, who won his first K&N Pro Series race up in California this weekend. Was there any point where you said, yes, absolutely, I want to go stock car racing? Or, you know what, my dad, my grandpa, they were IndyCar drivers. They also have done off-road. I want to go in that direction instead.
Yeah, so it's definitely an interesting story of how I began my, I would say, stock car career and how I got into the NASCAR side of motorsports. I was racing almost full-time in Europe in go-karts, and I was really looking more of a Formula One path, which in my opinion is the complete opposite. And so I was looking at even moving to Europe. We almost pulled the trigger on that, and we were just really almost a little unsure about the funding, because it can be so expensive to go over and race in Europe. And it's hard for American to do that and get the financial support behind him to go race overseas in Europe. So we didn't make that happen. And I was young at the time too, and I wasn't even fully sure if that's the route I wanted to take because I hadn't experienced a lot of other types of racing. Sure. So I tested a Legend car and I really liked it. And I started doing some Legend races out at the Bullring in Las Vegas Motor Speedway. And then that was the end of 2016. And then 2017, we were kind of looking at our options. I kind of phased out of go-kart racing at the end of that year. And I knew if I wanted to become a race car driver, I needed to start racing cars. So I tested a late model out at Irwindale. I really liked it. And I thought, might as well. I mean, NASCAR, I mean, it's something I've watched since I was a kid, something I've been a huge fan of my entire life. And I really like the Legend races I did. I really like the oval racing and how competitive it is, how you're fighting for a 10th and you can run side by side for 40, 50 laps. So I started racing late models. And from there on, I was fully focused on NASCAR.
Jagger, did your dad, PJ, miss this win? Was he down in Mexico?
Yes, he still is. They built brand new race cars to go UTV Can-Ams to go racing. So he was out at the Nora 500 this weekend. I don't know exactly where they finished, but I think I might have heard that they finished third in their class for their debut with those cars. So yeah, my mom was in Vegas with my brother. He was racing at the Bullring this weekend.
Oh no!
And jeez. I hopped on the plane on Friday morning and went over to Roseville all alone. So it's funny, yeah, that none of my family were there to celebrate, but I called them right after the race and they were, as you would expect, very happy.
Jagger,
okay, you're
wait
superstitious.
Wait.
They can't go to any races now.
Yeah, exactly. I know. You got to tell them to stay away so that you got a chance to win now.
Mm-hmm.
Funny. Yeah. That's how it is. That's superstition when it comes to racing. Yeah. Jagger Jones, Can-Am Pro Series race winners. First win of his pro career joining us here in the Freak Nation. Jagger, I got a feeling this won't be the last time you'll be joining us here in the Freak Nation. Thanks for doing this, buddy.
Oh, well, thanks for having me on. And, yeah, like you said, I'd love to come back.
Attaboy. Usually when you're back in the Freak Nation, it means you're winning.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So we're racing in Kern County in 2 weekends. A track that I've had a lot of success, and I'm the reigning late model champion there, so I'm looking forward to that. And then we have another race after that in Phoenix, my hometown race, to cap off our season. So two more chances this year.
Bam!
Jagger, thanks, buddy.
All right, thank you.
All right, Jagger Jones, your race winner of the Can-Am Pro Series West Series here in the Freak Nation.
Nice.
Look at some of the tracks that his grandfather Parnelli Jones raced on. He had six consecutive wins between 1958 and 1959 in that same series when it was called the Pacific Coast Late Model Series. Parnelli scored his first win at the old Huntington Beach Speedway.
Wow.
In California. Where the hell was that, Stat? Any idea?
I don't have any idea. Huntington Beach, I guess. I don't know. I don't have any idea where, though.
What's that? Pacific Coast Late Model Series.
Who was it that wrote? There's a book out there about all of the tracks in the state of California that are now extinct. It's just a fascinating book about the history of racing in the West Coast state.
Yeah, there was a friend of ours named Harold Osmer who wrote a book about the tracks in Southern California and the hill climbs. They used to run through Pasadena, and they used to race up and down San Vicente, going down towards Ocean Boulevard and coming back up towards Wilshire. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of places that you look at now and you said, how'd they race there? But they used to. That's what they used to do.
Statman, Crash Gladys, Kenny Sargent, Speed Freaks on a Sunday night, talking about a little bit of history here of some late model racing, some racing that was going on in Southern California. And you look at a dude like Parnelli Jones, and Statman, you've got some of your favorite drivers of all time. Would you put Parnelli Jones just a flat out one of the best drivers, maybe top 10 driver of all time?
Ooh, top 10. I don't know. Certainly he came from a period of time when people raced everything. The best thing about Parnelli is his real name. I can't get beyond that. Rufus Parnell. That was one of the great names. You don't hear anybody born today named Rufus. You know, I'm gonna call him Rufus. See, that's the name you want. But and he made as much notoriety as he did in pavement racing, he did the same thing in off-road. He was a driver, just like Mario, just like AJ. He was a dude. Trans Am, oh my word. But the races between Parnelli and Mark Donahue, it was wonderful.